as she passed by behind him. Talking, she went, not to him at all, but to Patrick's dad, about not forgetting to get the car serviced. Then she was out of the door and gone. Minutes later, Patrick was being hustled into the car, and his dad was telling him to be careful crossing the road by the school, to wait until the lollipop man said he could cross. This is what he said every morning. Patrick was dropped off by the bridge as usual, and found himself alone at last, and walking along the canal. Suddenly it didn't matter any more about Jimmy Rington, or the goal he'd let in, or saying whatever, or Mrs. Brightwell's volcanic temper tantrums. He breathed in the sweet and sour smell of the brown sauce factory. It was strange. He loved the smell, but hated the taste of the actual sauce. Shading his eyes against the sun, he looked up at the chimney to see if his kestrel was there. He wasn't, but Patrick didn't mind, because there were some ducks cruising past him, and another nearby with his bottom in the air, and that always made him smile.